Even before I knew much about T. Boone Pickens, I loved his name. Has there ever been a better name for an oil man than T. Boone Pickens? It's just right as rain. And the man behind the name was so perfect for it that it disproved Shakespeare's claim that any other name would work as well. I love to hear him talk because his southwestern dialect so perfectly underscored and certified his folk wisdom and humor. He was a chairman of the board with true blue-collar cred. His latest book title showed he was beautifully grounded in both worlds. The first billion is the hardest. Boone, as many people called him, was an Oklahoman and a Texan. When asked which he was, he said, both. He straddled both states like a giant derrick, raised in both, drilled in both, and both benefited from the hundreds of millions he gave through his philanthropy. From MD Anderson to UT Southwestern Medical Center and to Oklahoma State University, among others, T. Boone Pickens would have certainly died a multi-billionaire had he not given away the majority of his fortune. And he loved giving it away. He said giving away money wasn't as much fun as making it, but it was a close second. When he died, he left behind a poignant letter for his social media followers. It contains his humor, his wisdom, and inspiring advice for life. I'll share some of it with you. Here it is. If you are reading this, I have passed on from this world. Not as big a deal for you as it was for me. In my final months, I came to the sad reality that my life really did have a fourth quarter, and the clock really would run out on me. I took the time to convey some thoughts that reflect back on my rich and full life. Many times over the years, I was fortunate enough to speak at student commencement ceremonies. In those speeches, I'd always offer these future leaders a deal. I would trade them my wealth and success, my 68,000-acre ranch and private jet, in exchange for their seat in the audience. That way, I told them, I'd get the opportunity to start over, experience every opportunity America has to offer. Well, it's your shot now. If I had to single out one piece of advice that's guided me through life, most likely it would be from my grandmother, Nellie Mollinson. Here's how she put it. Sonny, I don't care who you are, someday you're going to have to sit on your own bottom. For most of my adult life, I believed that I was put on this earth to make money and be generous with it. I've never been a fan of inherited wealth. My wealth was built with some key principles, including a good work ethic is critical. Don't think competition is bad, but play by the rules. I never wanted the other guy to do badly. I just wanted to do a little bit better than he did. Be willing to make decisions. Avoid the ready aim, 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 aim syndrome. You have to be willing to fire. Stay fit. You don't want to get old and feel bad. You'll also get a lot more accomplished and feel better about yourself if you stay fit. I didn't make it to 91 by neglecting my health. Embrace change. Although older people are generally threatened by change, young people love me because I embraced change rather than running from it. Change creates opportunity. Have faith, both in spiritual matters and in humanity and in yourself. That faith will see you through the dark times we all navigate. I left an undying love for America and the love it presents for all. I left a passion for entrepreneurship and the promise it sustains. I left the belief that future generations can and will do better than my own. Now it's time we all move on. Let me end with Boone's most famous bit of advice, not included in his letter. He said, every day you should work 8 hours and sleep 8 hours. Make sure they're not the same 8 hours. Now, let's do what Boone would do. Get on back to work. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas and Oklahoma. Some of them are true.